fall on it, but for some reason he tried to shoot it back out and really shot it right into the guy. I don't know if he even shot in the net. It might maybe came right off a shin pad and in the net. And I know if Jamie had that one back, he would do something differently, and our forwards would too on that situation. But you know, it's a game of bounces and mistakes, and unfortunately they got a huge, really their first two goals were, you know, just bounces or breaks. So there wasn't a clean scoring opportunity or goal on those two goals against, but tough one to give up.
Yeah, I agree. And that puck was a little bit in no man's land as far as whether or not he comes out and gets it, moves it, covers it up. And yeah, it's just too bad that that happened. So that made it a one-goal game again, and we end the second period up by just the goal. We get outshot in that period, Coach, 9-4. Is that really indicative of how
I don't think that the flow of the game was similar to the first period. You know, they had a couple more attempts than we did, and we missed the net a little bit more. But there wasn't as much going on in the second period, and they had a few opportunities on their power play and that slant of the shots. But we didn't generate much in the second period.
All right, so we go to the third, and Dylan Stamen gets his second of the night. As he scored the first one, he'll score the fourth one, too, here for the Michigan Tech hockey team. And Stamen gives the Huskies another two-goal lead.
That. Gets back in the play, though. 9.5 left to go in the third period. Michigan Tech with a one-goal lead, 3-2 here at Bowling Green. Bowling Green is not lost yet on their ice surface. In league play, as Les Brons gets it, a pass, walks in, wraps it around, and almost put it in. There, has just scores! Dylan Stamen with the goal on the rebound. It came out front, a huge goal for number 8. The Huskies get a two-goal lead for the third time tonight.
Nice job by Joel Esperance on that wraparound attempt.
Yeah, he came down the right side. We real good play in the neutral zone. We transitioned the puck up quickly. Joel had a half a step on their player. Their player did a nice job, defenseman, getting back. They're in the midst of a line change, so we caught them a little bit. It looked like Joel was going to be able to walk right to the net, but their guy did a nice job coming off the bench to cut off his angle. But Joel, again, nice fake. Nell, the goalie, came way out, so Joel went behind the net and went for the wraparound, which was the play. The goalie just got back in time, but the rebound came right out to Dylan, and Dylan was in that greasy area. You know, that area you have to go to score goals. I mean, similar to their first two goals, they're right in that clear crease area, and Dylan was parked right there this time and made no mistake, and it was a big goal. But all set up by Joel and his offensive creativity there, and the nice wraparound attempted try that he used.
Dylan Stamen the goal, Joel Esperance and Matt Roy the assist, 10:46 the time of that goal in the third period.
And I felt good, Derek.
Oh, when they scored that goal, I thought
we
got
it. At this point, I felt really good because we were playing fairly well, and we've finished games here lately, you know, extremely well. So I felt good about our team and how we were skating and the mental part of our team and everything. So I, you know, and some nights you're not, even with a 2 or 3 goal night, like the next night I wasn't, you know, and with a 2-goal lead. But this game, I felt really good about our team.
So we're up by 4-2 the score, halfway through the third period, and Brandon Hawkins has a goal where the Huskies' defense let him maybe a little bit too far in of the slot. And
you're being kind by saying a little too far.
Delayed offside, Huskies hang up. Line change being made at the same time, and Chris Polkamp reverses slow behind the net, nearly stolen by Ballas at the line, but brought across now by Hawkins. Hawkins has a great shot. Watch out, he's weaving. He'll shoot it, score! And there it is, Hawkins with the goal. He waited until there was enough traffic in front of Jamie Phillips, who never saw it.
Yeah, it didn't look like, at least to me, it didn't look like Jamie had a good look at that shot.
He didn't. You know, we just didn't identify and play the Bowling Green offensive rush very well. We had numbers back. We had numbers, so we were in a good position. But I give them credit. They had a guy drive through the middle, and we got a little confused who to take him. And then Hawkins came in and sort of, you know, cut across the zone. And at that point, we sagged back. Everybody sort of sagged back with the guy cutting through the middle. And so when he got to that slot area, we were back, and he took a shot, and there was a lot of traffic by, you know, everybody backing it into the net. Yeah. And Jamie didn't get a good look at it. And a good shot, good goal scorer shot. He's a goal scorer, Hawkins is, and a good attempt, but good offensive play by them, not as good defensively. And we had played extremely well defensively and really gapped up and took the took their time and space away, and that's one of the occasions we didn't. And I don't know, it's because we got that lead and we're playing a little more cautious or whatever, but very uncharacteristic of our team in that situation.
In that situation, when he's coming down, is it all, does part of it, does anything factor into the fact that maybe they thought that he was going to dish it off and not really take it all the way and shoot?
Well, I think part of it, but I think the guy driving the net confused us, so we had a forward and defense and both go with them. And I think there's some communication, you know, problems there with who was going to take the guy going to the net. And once we both sagged back, then we didn't have, one guy didn't have confidence to step up on Hawkins. And like I said, but that's a good offensive play by a good offensive player.
Then just seconds later, they tie the game up.
Ninth goal for Hawkins. Having a great season for the Falcons. Shot taken.
Just misplayed, Coach? What happened on that goal?
A couple bad bounces. You know, off the Sui faceoff, they really dumped the puck in. We go back and we get it, and we make a good play around the boards to one of our wingers, and it bounces over a stick. Like it's like there was a little ramp there, so our player's getting ready to handle, bounces over, gets to their defenseman at the offensive blue line. He takes a simple wrist shot, comes off the end boards. We get it, and one of our players gets a touch on it, but it happened so quick that I don't want to say panicked a little bit, but I guess he did. And instead of just trying to put it in the corner, he just tried to whack it. And I think it went right off the guy's shin pad and in. I don't even think he shot it in. And, yeah, it goes to show you how quickly. And I talked about that prior to the weekend, how, you know, things can get away from you in that rink. I mean, things just happen extremely quick. And just a couple unfortunate bounces and, you know, it ends up in the back of our net. And now game's on. But going from feeling real confident to now – pretty nervous.
So what were your that's the end of the score, and what were your thoughts on the way we played through the rest of the third period and into the overtime?
From then on point, I thought we were good. I thought we were pretty good in the overtime, actually, too. So we regrouped, you know, got our wits about us, and that's one thing I like about the team. There's no panic in the team, and, you know, we settled back down and played the game, and I had a couple good looks to end the game, and we've been good in overtime. So anyway, it's just unfortunate that we had those turn of events and that, what was it, 15 seconds? Not even that, 13 seconds, whatever it was. And but that's how quickly things can get away. That's why every play is important. That little play that bounced over our stick, too, it's just an innocent thing, and it just catches something on it and just bounces right over. And, you know, you got to do everything you can to get those. That's how important it is. So just an unfortunate break. But having said that, you know, getting out there with a point after we had given up the lead, you know, I think I felt – okay about that. Not great, like I told the team, you know, not totally happy, but we did a lot of good things in the game, and that's what we tried to reflect on, is the things that we did well, and that we had to make sure we continue to do those and get a little better in a couple areas for the next night.
Husky netminder Jamie Phillips, 22 saves on 26 shots on Chris Nell for the Bowling Green Falcons, and 26 saves on Michigan Tech's 30 shots. Final score, 4-4 in overtime. Michigan Tech takes a point. At that point, we knew we could not catch Bowling Green on the weekend anyway, as far as in the standings, but we knew we could still pull closer.
Well, we did, and the thing about it is they were in the midst of a record, 21 straight games without allowing more than 3 goals anywhere, and, you know, in their goals again. So maybe that's why I felt good when we got to 4. I mean, I felt good because they don't give up goals, and to go in there and score 4 goals like we did and get that lead, you know, I felt pretty good. But those are the things that we did well. I mean, we were walking into a team, you know, hadn't lost at home, you know, hadn't given up more than 3 goals in 21 consecutive games. I mean, you name it, there are a lot of streaks going on this weekend that they had.
All right, well, that's the final for Friday night, 4-4 in overtime. The Huskies get a point. We'll talk about Saturday night's big win down at Bowling Green when we come back on the Mel Pearson Show. If you have a question for Coach Pearson, email it to me, dj@themix93.com.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a wealth advisor, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you pursue your financial goals. Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts is located on West End 26, just south of Houghton, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family. Your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone...